Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. Characterizing it as a war for the free world is something that our guest for this very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio has done arguably as well, if not considerably better, than just about anybody else. He is Soren Kern. These days, he is a senior fellow at the highly regarded Gatestone Institute. He also serves as a senior analyst on European politics at the Madrid-based Strategic Studies Group. He has written extensively for these and other publications. He's also in the past been a contributing analyst for Jane's Information Group and a personal favorite of mine because it suggests he's come a very long way. Indeed, is formerly the managing editor of Arms Control Today. Soren Kern, I can't tell you how pleased I am to have you back and to have a full hour to talk with you. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much to you for inviting me. Thanks. My pleasure.
Well, let's begin with the latest evidence of what's happening in this war for the free world in an unlikely place. It would seem Sweden. Yesterday, there was another attack using a vehicle. The perpetrator seems to be at large at the moment. Talk a little bit about what's happening in Sweden, perhaps using this attack as a prism through which to explore it, Soren.
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is that these attacks using trucks as weapons is becoming more frequent in Europe. We've seen it in France. We've seen it in Germany. We've seen it in the UK recently, and now in Sweden. And I'm afraid that this is going to be a permanent scene in European cities. It's becoming increasingly unsafe, and it's essentially due to jihadists who effectively have come into the country as migrants on a mass scale. European governments really don't know who they've allowed into the country, and many of these people hate their host society. Evidently, they are using these measures that are very, very difficult for European security authorities to counter. You can, to some certain extent, probably track, if someone is trying to buy explosives or if someone is trying to buy weapons. About these sort of things where somebody just jumps into a truck, hijacks it, and runs over people, this is something that's completely outside of the control of European authorities. And I'm afraid this is going to be repeating itself frequently.
Yeah. Soren, there are other phenomena that are also troubling in places like Sweden. Perhaps you might talk a little bit about rape, which seems to be skyrocketing at the hands of these immigrants particularly. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, this is a European-wide phenomenon. This really is quite shocking. One of my colleagues at the Gatestone Institute, who is herself from Sweden, Ingrid Carlquist, has written extensively about the rape problem and in Sweden. She calls it the rape capital of Europe, of Western Europe. We see the same thing playing itself out in Norway and other Scandinavian countries, and now particularly in Germany. And I think this is just a aspect of Islamic culture. There is no respect for Western women. Many of these migrants have no respect for their host countries, for their host societies. They see non-Muslim women as, looking at it from the context of Islamic conquest. They see Western women as war booty, and they're allowed to do with them what they want. And many of these women who become impregnated, these children are expected to grow up as Muslims. So there's just another, there are many dimensions of looking at this problem.
What you've of course touched on is a theme here, and that is that these immigrants are primarily from Muslim countries, and many of them, it appears, are imbued with these, well, I think of them as Sharia supremacist notions, whether it's women as war booty or the obligation to engage in violence, terrifying violence at that, to advance their causes. But as you look at this, in, again, not just the context of Sweden, Soren Kern, but as an increasingly unmistakable pattern across the continent, does this approach, in your judgment, the point where civil society is beginning to break down at the hands of these Sharia supremacists?
Yes, I totally agree with that assessment. I think that the civil society breakdown is happening on several different levels. And one of them essentially is that people, particularly women, are increasingly afraid to go out alone. And we're not talking about just at night or, you know, in the evenings, but we're talking about in many parts of Germany where women will not go outside, or will not go outside if they're not accompanied by someone else. So we see already a certain, you know, move towards many similarities with Islamic countries, because you go to an Islamic country, many times you won't see any women on the streets. You'll just see males on the streets. And so I think the other real problem that I see here is that the governments in all European countries are in absolute denial about this problem. And as you know, in European countries, people don't have the same freedom of speech, you know, First Amendment rights. So the European governments, particularly in Germany now, is trying very hard to make it a crime to talk about this. And there's been a lot of self-censorship in the press. If it's a migrant that's responsible for the rape, you cannot identify the country or the your origin of that. They're trying to basically pretend that this is not a problem. Now, the Gatestone Institute, we have really documented this quite, you know, extensively, particularly in the German context. And what we've done is essentially go through police reports at the local level. I mean, I'm talking about the municipal level, because you don't see this, you know, in European papers. And when you see month by month all of the rapes and these migrants, you know, they're never referred to as migrants, but they're referred to as southerners or sort of politically correct euphemisms, you can really piece together a shocking, shocking picture of rape of women that really extend from small children, rapes of four-year-old girls, all the way to elderly women age 80 and above. It's really a shocking, shocking phenomenon that's taking place.
And apparently, correct me if I'm wrong, Soren, that that young boys are being afflicted as well. This is not confined to females in the society, whatever their age may be. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, European countries, particularly Germany and the northern European countries, have a very big culture of public swimming pools, going to the baths. And this is where a lot of these migrants are taking advantage of small children, being boys or girls. It's really, you know, it's both sexes that are being affected by this. Yes.
There's a practice that I understand is perhaps at work in part, at least for the immigrants from Muslim societies in the Middle East, that's called taharush. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but it apparently is a time-honored practice of sort of gangs of young men molesting women that they can get their hands on. And is this something you have picked up as well? And is it now, well, you've suggested it's a sufficiently widespread problem in one form or another, whether it's the gangs or whether it's individuals, that women are modifying their behavior more or less in conformity with kind of Sharia traditions.
Yeah, the term taharush gamia is an Arabic term, and it translates roughly to rape game. And this is something that apparently is very common in northern Africa, particularly Egypt and Morocco and Algeria, Tunisia. And we're seeing this occurring much more frequently in Germany. We saw the New Year's Eve celebrations in 2015, where thousands of women were essentially assaulted by large, large groups of young migrants. Now, we've been following that at Gatestone quite extensively as well, and we see that repeating itself on a smaller scale very, very frequently. Recently in a shopping center in Kiel, the city north of Hamburg in Germany, groups of migrants, you know, they hang out at shopping centers because there's free internet Wi-Fi signals. So they hang out there, and then they assault women who are shopping, who are eating at restaurants. We see this over and over and over again.
Soren Kern is our guest from the Gatestone Institute. We'll be right back with much more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.